Maximum Threshold Radio.
Yeah, Dominic there, please.
Hey, what's going on, Jerry?
Hey, man, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, man, it's nice talking to you, man. I haven't heard from you in a while. How's everything going with you?
I'm doing great, man.
Nice.
Doing great.
Nice, man. I'm glad to see you guys are on the road continuing doing what you guys do best.
That's what we do.
That's right. And you guys are hitting Cleveland tonight, and we got one of our guys going to be down there, going to be doing a nice little show review of you guys as well. So
oh,
it's going to be pretty cool, man.
Awesome.
So attach along with this little interview in our show.
Okay, great.
So what else is going on?
That's what I'm doing. I'm playing a lot and feeling good,
nice.
Taking care of myself, and pretty much happy to be alive.
Nice. Is there anything different you had to do with your health, or are you just rolling with what you've been doing?
Well, I have changed a few things. I mean, I've just learned so much more about my body.
Mm-hmm.
I know what to eat, what not to eat. I'm working out every day, seeing a personal trainer once a week, and that's what's changed. I just have a new perspective, a better perspective, and you know, I'm very happy that I've learned those things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it helping you out any more playing wise, or?
Well, I feel pretty strong. I feel mm-hmm. like I'm playing as good as ever. Maybe even sometimes I feel like I'm playing even better. I feel a little stronger,
oh,
maybe.
Nice.
Because before all this happened, I didn't know it, but I was dying.
Yeah, that's horrible, man. Just something like that just pops out at you and makes you have to open your eyes up to life, and then you know, reinvigorate yourself.
Exactly. I learned that we never know what's brewing inside of our bodies.
That's right.
So I think it's important mm-hmm. that we, you know, go to a doctor, go to
yeah.
somebody who studied the body,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just on a regular basis, get a checkup, see what's
yeah.
going on. And if things can be found early enough, they can be prevented, you know, in many cases. But if we just wait and don't do anything at all, we could be feeling fine one day, and the next day just
ton of bricks,
kill over and die.
That's right. Now, when it came on to you before, you didn't have any pains or anything like that happen to you? It just hit you all at once?
Yeah, that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I remember feeling kind of strange. I wasn't really in pain, but I went to a local club, and I sat in with the band. And this is about all I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I remember afterwards feeling like there was like a sort of a pain around my chest. Hello?
Jerry, I lost you.
Yeah, here I am talking, and I look down, and I hear this beeping. I'm going, huh, he's not even there.
You were talking, all of a sudden I got real quiet. I'm like, oh, I wonder what happened. I looked over, and there was nothing there.
I was responding.
So what was the last thing you remember saying that before the beep? You said you were feeling pain on your chest. You're feeling a lot of weight on your chest.
Oh, yeah. And then we went home, and my wife tells me that, you know, I was clenching my fist and holding my chest like I was in extreme pain,
mm-hmm.
but I have no recollection of any of that.
Oh, wow.
And then she said I went into the bathroom and just fell down. She walked in there, and my eyes were rolled in the back of my head, and I was basically dying. And so she tried to revive me. She called 911, and apparently they had to, you know, shock me, do the whole defibrillator thing.
Wow.
And but it turned out to be better than anything I could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm. Hey, at least there's a good ending to your story there.
Yeah, it's a great ending. I'm doing better than ever.
And how long,
change the thing.
And how long after that, you did the recovery before you got back on the drums?
Well, let me see. It wasn't too long.
Mm-hmm.
We were on tour with Kansas. This happened in late February. And we were on tour with Kansas in September.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that, February, March, April, May, June, July, awesome. Like 7 months later, I'm on tour.
Wow. That's pretty good. You know, I think we talked like right after that happened. I think DA,
oh, yeah?
I think DA was with, he helped arrange us talk before.
What's that? Say that again?
I think DA helped us talk before when we had you on the show before. I think we talked like right after this happened to you.
Was I in Nashville when we talked?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm starting to get bells are ringing in my head.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's still cool,
yeah,
man.
I don't remember some things.
Yeah, oh, no, I understand that. So how long are you on this tour for?
Today is the last show.
Oh, is it? So what? What's your plans after that? What's your plans after this?
Go home and enjoy myself.
Nice.
In November, we're doing the Kiss Cruise and a couple of Florida shows. Then we're doing some New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania shows.
Are you on that Monsters of Rock cruise?
No, we're not on the Monsters of Rock. We're on the Kiss Cruise.
Oh, well, that's even better.
In December, we're going to Texas to a few shows. And then in January, I'm going to be doing a cruise by myself called the Shiprocked Cruise.
Oh, yeah, that's picking up so much steam over the years.
Yeah, they asked me to be in the Stowaways, which is their, I guess they call it their all-star band. So I'm going to do that, play three songs, and that'll be awesome. It'll be another great time.
Nice. Is there anything you have planned special for the Clevelanders tonight? Since your last show?
Well, I like to think that every night is special, so we'll get up there, and we never know what's going to happen.
Nice.
You know, we know what songs we're going to play, but they can go anywhere. You know, and the crowd is always different, and, you know, we feed off the crowd, and it's, you know, hopefully it'll be a great show, and everybody will be happy and excited.
Nice. Just a couple more things. Jerry, we'll let you get going, because I know you got your show here in a little bit, but how can people get hold of King's X Music and or things that you're doing on your, like, your projects or whatever?
Wait a minute, say that again?
How can people get hold of your music, or do you have any projects, anything that you're working on that people can get a hold of?
Oh, you should be able to find it anywhere. Music sold, Amazon, iTunes, whatever. And I have a new solo record that came out last October, which I'm very excited about.
Nice.
Which you can also find on, you know, iTunes, Amazon, or just Google it. Just Google anything about anything these days, and you can find out where to get it.
Gotcha.
That's all you have to do.
Okay, Jerry, can you do us a quick favor?
Maybe.
Can you do a promo ID for a radio show?
Sure.
And just say your name, the band you're with, you're listening to Maximum Threshold, and throw something crazy out at the end of it, and don't put no thought into it.
Do something crazy at the end?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Sure.
Hey, this is Jerry Gaskell from King's X, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold. Rock on.
Thanks, Jerry. That wasn't
that work?
Yeah, that wasn't real crazy, but I'll go with that, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't think crazy.
I know, that's all right. That's the best part when you put people on the spot on that part there.
Yeah. But that'll work, right?
Yeah, it will. Yeah, I'm going to try to get my guy Michael Strong up there to hook up with you later, see if he can run into you and to say hello.
Okay. Well, we'll do a meet and greet after every show.
Oh, cool.
So he can be at the merch table so he can come say hi to
us. Sounds good, Jerry.
We'll see. Yep, sounds great. Thanks, man.
Okay, man. Have a good one. Thanks for calling in.
I'm glad we hooked up.
Oh, definitely.
All right, man.
Okay.
Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
And there you have it. Jerry from King's X calling in here just to shoot the shit for a minute, just to say hello. Be back after us here on Maximum Threshold Radio.